news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The number of coronavirus cases around the world passed the 1 million mark on Thursday, with 53,211 deaths by early Friday. The toll continued to rise sharply in the U.S., which now has nearly a quarter million confirmed infections and more than 6,000 deaths. The Trump administration said it plans to announce that all Americans should wear cloth masks or other face coverings in public. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended the change to the federal guidance due to new concerns about infections from people with no symptoms, not just those coughing and sneezing. Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House's coronavirus response coordinator, said that even with masks, Americans need to be better about staying home and social distancing because rising infections indicate, quote, not everyone is doing it. It's not only people that are getting sick from the virus. Economies are on life support. A record 6.6 million people made initial applications for jobless benefits in the U.S. last week, eclipsing the previous record high of 3.3 million set the previous week. The nearly 10 million jobs lost over those 2 weeks after business shutdowns and slowdowns due to the coronavirus crisis have wiped out nearly all of the job gains of the last 5 years. The March jobs report, released Friday morning, shows the U.S. economy lost 701,000 jobs in March, closing out a record 10-year streak of employment gains, bringing the unemployment rate from 3.5 to 4.4%. But the survey was conducted in the first half of the month prior to the pandemic's grip on the economy. Economists are warning that the April jobs report, which will be released on May 8th, will better illustrate our new reality. Some predicting the unemployment number by then could be as high as 20 million, with an unemployment rate of more than 10%. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced Thursday that she would create a bipartisan House Select Committee to monitor the Trump administration's coronavirus response. The committee, which would be led by Congressman Jim Clyburn of South Carolina, will focus on oversight and transparency, possibly supervising the distribution of the more than $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. Of course, Donald Trump lashed out at the idea at Thursday's media hostage session.
I want to remind everyone here in our nation's capital, especially in Congress, that this is not the time for politics. Endless partisan investigations, here we go again, have already done extraordinary damage to our country in recent years. You see what happens? It's witch hunt after witch hunt after witch hunt. And in the end, the people doing the witch hunt have been losing, and they've been losing by a lot. It's not any time for witch hunts. It's time to get this enemy defeated.
Pelosi said the committee's job is to make sure the money is spent properly, not to investigate the administration. While the primary election calendar has been modified since the coronavirus entered our lives, but on Thursday, U.S. District Judge William Conley declined to postpone Wisconsin's April 7th presidential primaries, leaving Wisconsin as the only one of 11 states with scheduled April elections not to postpone due to the coronavirus crisis. Conley extended the deadline for absentee ballot requests from Thursday to Friday, and gave voters an extra 6 days to turn in their ballots. Conley indicated he disagreed with state officials' decision to proceed with the election. He said he would prefer for Wisconsin's governor and lawmakers to reschedule to protect voters and poll workers from the virus, but, quote, that does not appear to be in the cards. So Wisconsin's primary will go forward on Tuesday, but the Democratic National Convention, scheduled to be held in Milwaukee on July 13th, has been officially postponed until August 17th, just 1 week before the Republicans' convention is set to begin. As to whether or not they'll be able to hold a convention in August, well, that remains to be seen. The U.S. Navy on Thursday relieved Captain Brett Crozier from his post as commander of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt after he sent a scathing letter to his superiors demanding decisive steps to protect his sailors from a coronavirus outbreak on board. U.S. Navy Secretary Thomas Maudley announced the decision to remove Crozier, saying that he had exercised poor judgment in broadly distributing the letter, which leaked a couple of days ago. Quote, "He did not take care to ensure that it couldn't be leaked, and that's part of his responsibility," Maudley said. In his letter, Crozier called for providing accommodations off the ship where members of the 5,000-person crew who showed no COVID-19 symptoms could be isolated to make sure they don't become infected. Close quarters on board prevent sufficient social distancing. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and while you're there, please click on that donate button.